KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, scattered showers and thunderstorms, upper 70s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, we'll continue the chance of rain showers early, then partly cloudy skies, upper 40s, with wind gusts as high as 20. For tomorrow, sunny and breezy, upper 60s, with wind gusts as high as 30. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, 43. As we're into Thursday and Friday, we'll continue with sunny skies. Right now, it's 54.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Tuesday. Kansas has reported its first death in a prison coronavirus outbreak and saw the number of positive cases in six meatpacking plants rise to 378 as the state works to reopen its economy. But Dr. Lee Norman, the state's health director, said the good news was that the number of influenza-like illnesses reported in the state was dropping like a rock. He also noted that most of the infected meatpacking workers were asymptomatic or mildly symptomatic. None have died, and at most, one is hospitalized. Authorities in central Kansas say a 7-year-old boy shot in a weekend hunting accident is improving. KTV reports the shooting happened around 5 o'clock Saturday afternoon while the boy was turkey hunting with his parents south of Roxbury in McPherson County. Another hunter took a shot at what they thought was a turkey, but it was actually a decoy near the boy. The boy was struck in the head by a gunshot wound and taken to a Wichita hospital for treatment. Kansas Mid-American at Work News.
During this public health emergency, AARP is continuing to fight for older Americans and sharing the facts to help keep you and your family safe and healthy. Join us every Thursday at noon for a telephone town hall with federal health officials. Hear the latest health recommendations and have your questions answered live. This resource is open to anyone of any age, and you don't have to be an AARP member. Just call 855-274-9507 Thursdays at noon and learn how you can help keep our communities safe.
Ag producers in Kansas have turned to the Mid-America Ag Network since the 1970s. They know for the information critical to ag production, they can find it right here. You know, there's a lot going on in this crazy world right now, but spring planting is one thing that will go on regardless. Join farm broadcaster Sam Speck on the Mid-America Ag Network as we provide spring planting soil temperatures daily during the planting season. Brought to you by Abilene Machine and the Kansas Corn Growers Association. The coronavirus pandemic does not appear to be delaying the quickly approaching May 10th deadline for Kansas property taxes. Zach Fletcher, a spokesman for the Kansas Department of Revenue, says the state believes delaying property tax deadlines is more of a local government decision. He says property taxes collected at the local and county level help fund critical functions like public safety and schools. Fletcher told the Lawrence Journal-World that the governor cannot unilaterally change property tax structures or payments in general and would not be inclined to cut critical funding sources during a prolonged public health emergency. Richard Bergen, the artist who built the 22-foot bronze statue of a Native American that sits atop the Kansas State House Dome, has died. He was 95. Bergen created several other public art pieces throughout the state, including pieces in Marysville, Salina, Junction City, Wichita, and Manhattan. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Meat isn't going to disappear from supermarkets because of outbreaks of the coronavirus among workers at U.S. slaughterhouses, but as the meat plants struggle to remain open, consumers could face less selection and slightly higher prices. Industry leaders acknowledge that the U.S. food chain has rarely been so stressed and that no one is sure about the future, even as they try to dispel concerns about shortages.
Governor Pete Ricketts defended his decision to ease social distancing restrictions in some parts of Nebraska, even though the number of confirmed cases in the state has surged in the last few days. Ricketts announced Friday he was relaxing rules for businesses such as restaurants, salons, and tattoo parlors in certain regions of the state, and allowing churches to resume in-person services as long as they follow new safety rules. I'm Rick Everett, and that is your look at Tuesday Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network.
Everyone is trying to do their part, especially now. And your Ford dealer is built to lend a hand. If your vehicle needs service, just call. Ford service centers are essential to your community and are still open. Find out about pickup and delivery options from participating Ford dealers. Plus, they've implemented enhanced cleaning measures for added peace of mind. After all, you have a lot to take care of. Let us do our part and help take care of you.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Nemaha County Community Health Services Monday announced a first confirmed case of COVID-19. The individual is in self-isolation, and officials have initiated contact tracing. No additional information is to be released, with a comment that since Nemaha County is a small county, releasing such information could unintentionally disclose identifying information and be a breach of confidentiality. The health department has indicated they will contact any individuals who meet close contact criteria, that again in Nemaha County, Kansas. Clay County authorities Saturday confirmed the first COVID-19-related death in the county. The patient was a 70-year-old female that was known to have contracted the virus from out of state. One other Clay County, Kansas contact was identified and remains in quarantine through the end of this week. Washington County Board of Commissioners Monday voted unanimously to rescind Washington County Emergency Health Order imposing quarantine of county residents who traveled to designated Kansas counties. The restriction for travel to states per KDHE guidance remains in effect. Additionally, the board rescinded the travel restriction, reflecting Washington County employees from travel to Kansas counties, requiring a 14-day quarantine. Marysville City Council met Monday. A zoning change for the easternmost two lots in the Brocky subdivision just west of the Country Club Lake was approved from commercial to residential at the recommendation of the Zoning and Planning Committee. The change will allow two houses to be sold as residential. Consensus was to move forward with qualifying engineers toward applying for a community development block grant application this fall for up to $600,000 that would be used to update the city's sewer lagoons. Unanimous approval was given for purchase of a $46,000 commercial slope mower from Municipal Equipment Reserve Fund to replace a 1998 model that is quit and was used to mow the lagoons. Insurance rates for the city of Marysville have risen considerably as the insurance carrier has reclassified buildings on the Kester block as historic. The insurance agent is contesting the increase. Appointments by the mayor of Bobby Price as municipal judge and Megan Voracek as city prosecutor through the end of the year were approved. Renowned statue artist Dr. Richard Bergen of Salina passed away last Wednesday. He designed the Pony Express horse and rider in Marysville on the 7th Street corridor and the Bulldog statue at Marysville Junior Senior High School. Bergen also completed the Ad Astra statue, which graces the top of the Kansas State House in Topeka. The 22-foot statue, funded through private donations, passed through Marysville en route to Topeka in 2002 as part of the fundraising campaign. Dr. Richard Bergen was age 95. Donna Herring, age 69, of Beatty, passed away Monday. Private graveside service Friday at the Deer Creek Cemetery. They will broadcast the service live on the Kinsley Facebook page at 10:30 Friday. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Donna Herring. Billy L. Edwards, Sr., age 90 of Blue Rapids, passed away Monday. Private graveside service is planned Monday, May 4th, 10 a.m. at Prospect Hill Cemetery north of Blue Rapids. Service will be streamed on Facebook. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Billy Edwards, Sr. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, smothered steak, mashed potatoes, garden blend, and peaches. Tomorrow, Parmesan chicken, breadsticks, Italian blend, and tropical fruit. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery, why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
What a difficult time it is we're going through right now. There's a virus we can't see that is causing disruption and panic for many. Pawnee Mental Health Services Crisis Stabilization Center, community services programs, and outpatient offices remain available to respond to mental health needs. In-person appointments are available for new and existing clients who've been pre-screened for symptoms of COVID-19. Appointments are also available by telephone and televideo. If your mental health is suffering, please call your local Pawnee office for help.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Tuesday, we have a low pressure system across the central and upper parts of the Midwest that will push off towards the east as we head through the day tonight, and some areas lingering into tomorrow, bringing some showers and thunderstorms. We also have a chance to see some severe weather across the central and east central parts of the Midwest this afternoon. Behind the system, high pressure system builds and we'll have dry weather as we head towards the end of the week. Temperature wise, pretty nice out there. Warm, we'll see a little bit cooler temperatures for tomorrow behind that cold front. So across that area, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 70s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, scattered rain showers early, then partly cloudy skies in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, sunny and breezy, upper 60s around 70. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, 43. As into Thursday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late April 65, record high on this date 85 in 2001. The average low 43 and the record low is 33 in 1990. Sunset this evening 8:19, sunrise in the morning at 6:28. 53 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds are light, favoring the southeast. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 28th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Not only does Bite Me Barbecue have some of the best barbecue around, but did you know you can also get other essential food items there? 10-pound tubes of ground beef, chicken halves, slabs of barbecue ribs, 2-pound trays of pulled pork, buns, and more. Of course, Bite Me Barbecue still has all their other favorites as well. Stay home, stay safe, and stock up with Bite Me Barbecue.
NBA facilities not reopening just yet. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. The NBA's plan to reopen facilities this Friday to allow players to participate in voluntary workouts has been pushed back to May 8th, but some teams plan to wait anyway.
Travis Schlenk, Atlanta's GM, told me today that he plans to wait a couple weeks before evaluate how the loosening of stay-at-home orders in Georgia impacts the virus in that community before they decide to even open their doors. Other teams are approaching it that way.
ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski. NHL, the Blackhawks are shaking up their front office after firing president and chief exec John McDonough on Monday. McDonough had been with the team since 2007, helped build the Stanley Cup winning teams of 2010, 13, and 15. The Texans picked up the fifth-year option on Pro Bowl quarterback Deshaun Watson. Watson led Houston to an AFC South Division title. Texans left tackle Laremy Tunsil didn't need anyone to do his bidding for him after negotiating a three-year, $66 million contract with the team, $50 million of it guaranteed.
I think that was one of my biggest things. I just wanted to reset the market, become the highest paid offensive lineman, just to show all the young players under me that, you know, anything is possible. You just got to put your head towards it.
At $22 million per year, Tunsil becomes the highest paid offensive lineman in the league. He also said he chose a short-term deal so he can hit free agency before the age of 30. The NHL suspended its season indefinitely March 12th over coronavirus fears, and Hurricanes owner Tom Dundon said last Friday it would be like the YMCA if they returned without fans in the stands. In a conference call Monday, Rangers defenseman Adam Fox said,
"You know, obviously, being from New York and playing for the Rangers, obviously this took a big hit on New York and New York City. So, just hoping everyone's staying safe, and I definitely want to get hockey back soon."
This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sport.
Got your tax return? Need to replace or repair your current vehicle? Well, Honeyman Auto Sales and Service is here to help you with either one. Call us or come see us at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, East Highway 36 in Marysville. We're online at honeymanauto.com, home of quality and value.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. New guidance by the Center for Disease Control seeks to protect meatpacking workers from COVID-19. The meat and poultry processing workers are not exposed to the virus through the meat products they handle, but their work environments, processing lines, and others where have close contact with co-workers and supervisors may contribute substantially to their potential exposures. Many meatpacking facilities across the nation have closed for short periods due to infection rates of workers at the facilities. The CDC says meatpackers should configure work environments so that workers are spaced at least 6 feet apart if possible. Additionally, facilities should use physical barriers like strip curtains, plexiglass, and similar material or other dividers or partitions to separate meat and poultry processing workers from each other if feasible. Further, facilities should consider consulting with a ventilation engineer to ensure adequate ventilation in work areas to minimize worker potential exposures. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association welcoming the response, saying the guidance protects workers and supports the operation of beef processing plants. The U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement enters into effect July 1st, according to U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer. The July 1st date represents a one-month delay from the original timeline following the signing of the agreement by the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. In a statement, Lighthizer said the agreement supports a more balanced reciprocal trade, leading to freer markets, fairer trade, and robust economic growth in North America. The agreement contains significant improvements and modernizes the approaches to rules of origin, ag market access, intellectual property, digital trade, financial services, labor, and numerous other sectors. Lighthizer said the crisis in recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic demonstrates that now more than ever, the U.S. should strive to increase manufacturing capacity and investment in North America. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good Tuesday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news on the Mid-America Ag Network. It's been a bad 1-2 punch for the American farmer. As the coronavirus pandemic spreads across the United States, schools, restaurants, and hotels canceled contracts, meaning millions of dollars worth of American agricultural products with no destination. And locations that could have used those commodities cannot receive them because of a variety of logistical problems and challenges in changing transportation schedules. Because of that, milk is being dumped, beans have been turned over, and vegetables have been left out to rot. April Clayton from the Washington Farm Bureau noted that the time of year for this turmoil makes it even more challenging on the American farmer.
Right now in the grocery stores, they're kind of flooded with a lot of food from other countries. So what really needs to happen is the American consumer needs to go to the grocery store and demand that we see more American products being placed in there, because this is going to be a hardship for the American farmers.
Again, that's April Clayton with the Washington Farm Bureau. The last time we spoke, she then went on to say that logistics is not the only challenge right now.
And it's really concerning that we're seeing grocery stores putting a limit on how many gallons of milk you can buy, when literally farmers all across the U.S. are being forced to dump their milk. Because when you milk a cow, it can only stay on your farm for 24 hours before you have to dump it. There literally is not enough truckers to go collect the milk or enough plants to process it.
Clayton also noted, in case the lost product wasn't enough, the agriculture community is looking at potential labor shortages as the year continues. Again, that is April Clayton from the Washington Farm Bureau. And I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Everyone is trying to do their part, especially now. And here's how your Ford dealer is built to lend a hand. Ford service centers are an essential part of your community. And your Ford dealer is there to help you during these trying times. If your vehicle is in need of service, simply call to schedule an appointment. Your participating Ford service centers are ready to help. Ask about pickup and delivery options. Plus, they've implemented enhanced cleaning measures for added peace of mind. After all, you have a lot to take care of. Let your local Ford dealer do their part and help take care of you. Contact your local participating Ford dealer for more details or go online at Ford.com.
New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska is Western Nebraska's stocking land roller dealer. You've read about them. Rolling your ground before planting can give you 3 to 5 bushel yield bump in soybeans. They can also be used to smooth alfalfa ground that the gophers are messing with. Rolling corn stalks after harvest is also a very successful operation you can do with a land roller. New Frontier Ag carries the Summers brand of land rollers and has them in sizes from 20 to 60 feet. Call New Frontier Ag 308-340-8989 for your land roller needs.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. Arbor Day was celebrated in the last few days in most states. We'll talk about it after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
In 1872, in Nebraska City, Nebraska, J. Sterling Morton started Arbor Day. And every year, we celebrate Arbor Day, usually by planting a tree. Or at least that's how Jim Fazell, our gardening guru, says you should celebrate. And he says it's important that we replenish the supply because trees don't live forever. In fact, they've been killed off many times over the years.
Our urban forest is even aged. These are all planted at the same time. Many of them planted right after Dutch elm disease decimated the elm plantings throughout our area 60 or 70 years ago. And all are going to begin to die at the same time. Other epidemics have killed off urban trees before that and after that. Most recently, of course, emerald ash borer. Seems to happen about every 50 years. So we have to continue to plant trees. They're important for our comfort. We can compare the treeless communities with ones that are in established towns that have big, mature trees. The trees beautify our homes, but they're also utilitarian. They provide shade. They're natural air conditioners. If you drive into the woods on a hot day, you notice the difference. They protect us from winter winds. They break the wind. When you get into a community, the wind is up in the air over the tops of the trees, so we aren't hit with the wind as badly as you would out in the open prairie. They reduce air pollution. They absorb noise. Anyway, there are all kinds of places you can get information on planting trees. You can get lists of trees from your community or from the University of Illinois. So you can celebrate Arbor Day, even though there aren't celebrations now because the communities are on lockdown. In fact, we all are. But you can plant a tree in your yard. If you have a cemetery or a school or a church or a retirement retirement home that could use a tree, call up the folks and ask if you could plant a tree there. We planted a dozen or so small trees in the cemetery just recently. Anyway, trees don't have to be big. You can plant them or plant, have them planted or plant them yourself, but the important thing is to get out and enjoy this marvelous spring and do plant a tree wherever you have a chance to do it.
Thank you, Jim Fazell. And a few more words about J. Sterling Morton before I go today. He was a big deal in Nebraska. In Nebraska City, there is now a state park, the Arbor Lodge State Historical Park in Arboretum, which is where the Morton home and estate used to be. His son, Joy Morton, was the founder of the Morton Salt Company in Chicago. The son also created the Morton Arboretum in Lyle, Illinois, on what used to be his estate. It's now a 1,700-acre living history museum of over 4,000 different types of trees, shrubs, and other woody plants. Quite a legacy from the Morton family. Back after this.
This is Daryl Anderson from the Farm to Fork Radio Show. Allow me to congratulate you on having the good sense to listen to your local radio station for the latest information on the coronavirus threat. You might want to encourage your friends and family to do the same. Radio stations like this one are the quickest and most accurate way for you to hear the latest alerts, whether national, statewide, or local. In short, keep doing what you're doing and stay tuned in here.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 53 degrees with a light southeast wind this morning. Highs approach 80 again today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, Kansas Athletic Director Jeff Long, football coach Les Miles, and basketball coach Bill Self have all taken a 10% salary reduction for the next 6 months in an effort to save the athletic department nearly $500,000. The move comes as the COVID-19 pandemic is putting pressure on collegiate athletic departments nationwide to cut costs. Many schools have asked their highest paid employees to take salary cuts during the pandemic. A few have taken the more aggressive step of eliminating some sports entirely. Former NASCAR champion Matt Kenseth will again come out of retirement to compete for Chip Ganassi Racing as the replacement for the fired driver Kyle Larson. Larson lost his job 2 weeks ago for using a racial slur while competing in a virtual race. Ganassi's Ross Chastain was assumed to be the leading contender to replace Larson. The team announced yesterday it'll go with Kenseth, the two-time Daytona winner. Mid-America Network Sports.
Uh-oh. Those seed packets you've been saving have gotten damp. Are the seeds ruined? We will evaluate their chances on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Kansans have a new choice from Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to four levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare Supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
We try to handle the cattle with as much care and ease as we can. It's just the right thing to do. If you don't have the passion for it, the job's not going to get done right. If I would be afraid of consuming our own product, why do I want to produce it for anybody else? By the end of the day, if I feel like I've done all I can, yeah, I'm satisfied.
The family-owned farms and ranches of Kansas. Care and respect, practice daily.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, April 28th, the 119th day of the year. Comedian Jay Leno has a birthday, and Willis Carrier patented the first electrical air conditioner on this day in 1902. What do you do if seed packets get wet before planting time? First, check the seeds carefully. If they show signs of mold or mildew, they aren't viable and need to be disposed of. Clean seeds can be laid out on a paper towel and dried, but viability is usually spotty. The nature of seeds is to germinate once given moisture, so it's best to get them in the ground properly. And you can always spot check a few with a germination test. Place a dozen seeds in a damp paper towel and zip it into a plastic bag. If they germinate in a week, you're good to go. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
I'm lost in her there, holding that pink rod and reel. Doing almost everything but sitting still. Talking about her ballet shoes and training wheels and her kittens. And she thinks we're just fishing. I say daddy loves you, baby, one more time. She says I know. I think I've got a bite. And all this laughing, crying, smiling, dying here inside's what I call living. And she thinks we're just fishing on the riverside, throwing back what we could fry, drowning worms and killing time. Nothing too ambitious. She ain't even thinking about what's really cool. And she thinks we're just fishing. She's already pretty like her mama is. Gonna drive the boys all crazy, give her daddy fits. And I better do this every chance I get, 'cause time is ticking. Yeah, it is. Thinks we're just fishing on the riverside, throwing back what we could fry, drowning worms and killing time. Nothing too ambitious.